bit about Bedikas Chametz and the different approaches that we have. It's really a very rich topic. So the Gemara Pesachim says in Daf Dalet, Midaraisa Bebitel Bialma Sagile, that on a Daraisa level, that all one really has to do is Bitel Chametz. And there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos how to understand this line in the Gemara. So Rashi says this is a fulfillment of the mitzvah d'oraisa of the tashbisu. The Torah says that you have to cause the chametz to become nullified. Ach bayom arishon tashbisu sarmi batecham. So Rashi says midi tivaru ksiv. Did the Torah say you have to burn it? It says tashbisu, right? And bitul belev havi hashbasa. So again, bitul means to sort of negate it in one's own heart. The Bali Atosos disagree, and they say, no, that's not what the Gemara meant when it said, midaraisa bebitul bial masagile. On a daraisa level, it's enough to do bitul chametz. What all that means, according to the Bali Hatosvos, is that you won't violate bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, if you nullify the chametz, because it won't be considered in your possession anymore. So how could you violate the double prohibition against possessing chametz? But if you want to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa tashbisu, says the Bali Atosos, we pass in the Rabbi Akiva that you have to use havara and be your chametz al esreifa. You have to actually destroy the chametz. So you have a machlokes again. What exactly is the role of bedikas chametz? According to Rashi, right, bedikas chametz is part of a derabanan structure, which leads you to actually be able to burn the chametz, but all of that is really accomplished midarais and bitul. According to the Bali Atosos, right, bedika is really the first step in a process that leads you down the path of the daraisa of being able to burn the chametz. And there could be a very important nafkamina between the two different approaches. The question is, why don't we have shechianu? We'll say 40 minutes from now, shirki shishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al biur chametz. And then, of course, we'll search for the chametz. So where's the shechianu? This is an annual mitzvah we do, once a year. So where's the shechianu? So different approaches. Some people say, well, it's sort of attached to the shechianu that we'll say in the context of Yantif, but that's a little difficult because, you know, that requires us to go retroactively. And some people will say it's because it's not associated with Simcha. But the Meiri makes a fascinating suggestion. He says, well, no, maybe because it's a mitzvah saseh, but it really only exists to prevent you from doing a lo sase. So that would sort of comport with the idea that, you're not really fulfilling any mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah sase d'oraisa, when you do bedika / biur chametz. Maybe that would comport a little bit with the approach that Rashi is suggesting, that bitul is really sufficient for those purposes. Now, the Ran has a very fascinating suggestion. The Ran says, he thinks maybe both are right. Maybe either track is sufficient on a daraisa level, right? When the Gemara says vidaraisa bebitul bialma sagile, so that was half the story. That if you want to go down the bitul track for purposes of tashbisu, you can. Remember, bitul chametz has a certain weakness because it all depends on gemiras halev. It depends on what's going on in your heart. And the Rav always used to like to say the halacha was somewhat distrustful of a person's heart. Did a person really nullify the chametz in their heart? Well, the test will come is when they find an Entenmann's chocolate chip cookie. We'll see, how much they really nullified it. So bitul chametz has a certain weakness. So the rabbis came along and established the process of bedika / biur, burning the chametz, so you wouldn't be tested. And also in the opposite direction, the Ran says, bedika and biur, it's all very wonderful, but let's say the chametz that you didn't find, right? The chametz that you didn't burn, maybe you'll violate bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. So the rabbis assigned bitul to account for that situation. So the Rambam's view in some ways is perhaps the most fascinating. Generally, he agrees with Rashi that the mitzvah d'araisa of tashbisu is accomplished through bitul, but he says, midivrei sofrim, the rabbis came and extended d'araisa to ask us to burn the chametz and to search out the chametz, etc. So the question is, according to the Rambam, certainly, when it comes to, even if you want to say it's a mitzvah derabanan, it's a rabbinic expansion of the din d'araisa of bitul chametz, of tashbisu, so certainly there should be a shechianu according to the Rambam, because when we're going to start the process of bedika / biur, which will conclude tomorrow by 11:52 p.m., last time for biur chametz, so we should certainly be saying shechianu. It's part of a mitzvah saseh, is it not? So how exactly are we going to answer for the Rambam? The Meiri's answer seemingly would not work, that all you're doing is avoiding a lo saseh. So the answer is no, maybe it would even work for the Rambam. If you look very carefully in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you find something absolutely fascinating. The Rambam says that the mitzvah, he has a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin to prove this. He says the mitzvah daraisa of Tashbisu exists so that one will not come to violate Balira Balyamatse. It's an amazing thing. The Torah created a mitzvah saseh, so you don't violate a lo saseh. So the Meiri's logic could absolutely still be correct, that even though you're fulfilling a mitzvah saseh, it's not like a mitzvah saseh like lulav, or like shofar, or achilas matzah, or sipur yitzias mitzrayim, or mezuzah, or kriyat shema, or talmud Torah, which is intrinsically a mitzvah in its own right. Why do we have the mitzvah of tashbisu? Not so that we won't eat the chametz, but that we won't come to possess the chametz. And if that's true, so maybe it doesn't fall into the regular category of a mitzvah saseh that's going to require a shachianu, because it's not really an intrinsically positive commandment. It exists so that we won't come to violate the isurim of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. So again, to review very briefly, the four shitos that we find in the Rishonim about how to relate to bdikas chametz, Rashi says, bitul daraisa, bdikas slash beer would be the derabanan. The Bali Atosa says, no, bdikas slash beer, that's the real tashbisu. Right, when it comes to bittul, that's the institution of the Rabbanan. The Ran says both are right, and the Rambam says he basically agrees with Rashi that bittul is the din daraisa, but he sees bdika slash biur as a very closely related din Rabbanan to expand the daraisa bittul, probably because of the questions of gemiras libo, of how sure we can be in our own hearts. And that could explain why there is no mitzvah of why there is no bracha of shachianu, rather, because it's a mitzvah saseh that really exists so that we don't come to possess the chametz. So again, exactly 35 minutes from now, but tchilas halayla, or le'arba'asar, as soon as we possibly can, we have a mitzvah to perform the mitzvah, we have a mitzvah to have zrizus, in particular when we perform the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Okay, so we'll start that in now 34 minutes.